This is the national radio broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American leader.
It is not that hard to be sexually sinless. The Quran has pages on life in the reverse gear. We go forward from the day we were born, and we age and we age, and we reach a time when the youthfulness, the life, starts to reverse. Revert back to a state of weakness, helplessness. This is from Quran, what I'm saying to you now, off the page here. The picture is drawn of male life, young, developed, and robust. After coming of old age, the sap sinks. The sap sinks down in the feet. No need for checks and balances. There's little left to check, and balancing is out and off. I enjoyed putting it together too, sister. The thought of being on the spot to measure up to that player and that player's performance you once had can be embarrassing, yes. Frustrating, yes. Frightening, yes. And tearful. Yes. Chemistry gone, yes. And chemistry unsafe. Yes. Yes. I ain't going to comment on that one. However, however bad the condition, however bad the condition is without, on the outside of the body or without, the spirit within may engage its newfound wisdom, charm, and even sass. Yes. We move now to aging language. Aging language. Just as flesh ages, language ages. Language from my boyhood years may be dead or too old to be recognized in this present time. We used to say, let's get on with it and leave those cats behind. They don't have it. There was nothing I could use when I was on the plane coming here but a miniature toilet and sink. Yes. But as I approached the door to go to the toilet, the attendant on the plane said to me, the bathroom is occupied. The bathroom is occupied. I've been in there before on other flights. What do you mean the bathroom is occupied? I can hardly squeeze myself between the sink and the toilet. Now, words come also with their cues, with their hints. They ain't just communicating directly to you. They're communicating to you, but have a reference to something else. So they have hints and cues. A man with heaven connections resides at a parish and is known by the term or name Father. Another man resides in the hood, but is not with his children. These two have something that they share in common. Both are not with their children. But one is calling other people's children his children. To know more about them, you have to go farther. It will take you from their habitat to their nativity.
Yes.
That's where you will learn everything about both of them. And when you go and ride at the nativity of the Father in the church, and you go to the nativity of the Father of the man separated from his children in the hood, you will arrive at the place of Adam. But not only Adam, Jesus Christ, who said of himself, I am the second Adam. Or it is taught in the Christian theology, that Jesus Christ is the second Adam. And when he said, when someone was approaching him and he was getting to the place where he had to do his work, and he didn't want to be disturbed by them, he said, "Can't you see I have to be about my Father's business?" Muhammad the Prophet said, everything in the Quran that is said by God has two references. The one that readily meets the mind of the intelligent common sense person. But there's another reference that you have to arrive at if God blesses you with that insight. Are you inspired by God? Then you will get the other reference. So when Christ Jesus says in the gospel, "Peace be upon the servants of God," my Father's business, the first reference is to God, the creator of everybody and everything. Father there means creator. Creator. But there's a second reference that most of the readers don't get. And that is, he's talking about Adam. Adam was put in the earth to do a job. And the Satan, or the Shaitan in the Quran, in our Islamic language, seduced him, tricked him out of the state of mind that God put him in to preserve his life and prolong his life and progress his life to the end. But he was seduced out of that mind makeup by the serpent, the Satan. And therefore, he failed the mission. He failed the mission. But if you understand the Bible says of him the same thing I'm going to tell you that the Quran says of him. Say, but he came upon a word from his Lord. This is what Allah says in the Quran. God says in our holy book, the Muslim's holy book. He came upon a word from his Lord. And he repented what he did. And God accepted his repentance. Why is this said in the Quran so plainly? And I said it is also in the Bible, but subtly, very subtly, not plain, open like that. It is because it's an injustice to mankind to tell all people that their beginning as flesh or as humans on this earth was in sin. That before their father even gave birth, or before their father and mother gave birth to a single person, they already had committed sin. Hence the expression, born in sin. Born into an environment of sin. But no baby is born a sinner.
No.
The baby may be born of the of a sinning father or a sinning mother, or both father and mothers can be terrible sinners, can be terrible criminals. But the baby that comes from the mama is not a sinner. No. The baby is ready to be guided to the right way, ready to be loved and give love. The baby is not born a sinner. So the expression born in sin is very tricky. You know, the Bible was found piecemeal.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you all who study history, you know.
Yes.
Study the history of the Bible, you know.
Yes.
But most of them don't know. The Bible was found piecemeal. Nobody gave one person a whole Bible. They just knew that scripture had been revealed, and they went searching for the scriptures. And they found peace here, peace there. Scroll here, scroll there. Some of it burnt, some of it half rotten, some of it missing. And they kept on and kept on and kept on. And they settled for what they found. After they thought they had enough to put a book together, they did it. This is how the Bible was formed. This is history. Yeah, you go to church to learn this, not to me. This is history of the Bible, how it was formed. And much later, the Bible version common for with here in America, with us, especially among us, the Protestant Bible. King James Version. Hear that?
Yes, sir.
It didn't say priest so and so and so. It didn't say apostle so and so and so. It didn't say prophet so and so and so version. It says King James Version. So that means that's what he approved to be given to the public, to the church and to the public. I wish he had made about five prayers before he decided to judge and decide for all of us what is Bible and what is not. And Allah says in our holy book, and they write it with their own hands, and they say this is from God. If I got some non-Muslims here who are Christians, don't raise your hand. Don't identify yourself. This is the best Father's Day you could have.
Yes, sir.
Now, as I said, when we trace the qualifications for saying Father, or for saying I'm a father, of the father in the church and the common guy in the hood, then separated from his children, we go back to their nativity, we go back to the origin of all people. That's where we all meet. When we retrace our life backwards, we go back to the origin of all people. Now you say, oh, that's too much. Who in the world, who can go back to the origin of all people? All of us can.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
When the next baby is born from a mother, you look at that baby, observe that baby, and what you're looking at is Adam. Fresh and new as he ever was. And whether it's male or female, you're looking at Adam. As fresh and new as Adam ever was. As complete as Adam ever was. At birth. At birth or at creation. Yes? The story of Adam in the garden is a picture of the human soul, not the whole person. It's a picture of the human soul and the mind, and how something happens. The soul, by the action of the mind, that projects the identity outward. Just like we think about ourselves, what happened to us yesterday or just a minute ago, while we're thinking about what happened to ourselves, we have projected ourselves outwards on the outside of ourselves, haven't we?
Yes,
we are seeing ourselves outside of ourselves to look at what happened yesterday. Huh? Well, the serpent that came up and spoke to Adam and made him a very exciting proposal was the projection of Adam's cleverness outside of himself.
Wow.
He was projecting his cleverness outside of himself. Not intentionally. Like, we don't intentionally say, I'm going to project myself outside of myself, and I'm going to bring back that picture of what happened to me yesterday. You don't think it. It happens automatically.
Right.
And so did it happen for the man, that Adam type. A type of all human beings. That's all. A type. Not a flesh and blood person. A type. That first type could have come into existence 50 billion years? Who knows? We don't know when. But what we do know is that the evidence of the origin and the type and the proof of what man is before the world gets him is occurring every time a new baby is born.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. So Allah says in the Quran, when that trouble was made in God's presence, Satan, the man and his wife, God says to them, "Get, this is no place for this kind of behavior up here. Get you all down together. Kubad." Kubad means a fist. Kubad means like a fist. See, that's separate. When I stretch my fingers out and separate them, that's separate. But these fingers come together into a united force. And Muhammad knocked out former.
Yes,
big, mighty former.
Yes.
Knocked them out by bringing those fingers together.
Yes.
God says, get you down from here as a fist, fingers all together, into the earth, where you will find opportunities for all you aspire to. You want to become great? Don't retreat into your own self and dream yourself great. go down there and meet the challenge of my creation.
Yes,
and prove yourself great.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Now, what was the worst thing that happened in that experience? Where it seems that a devil is outside in the form of a snake, Satan, and he's trying to trick the man out of his good mind into a mind to do wrong. What happened? He allowed his thinking ability to break from the fear of consequences. He forgot about there's a God or a higher power that he believed in. If he didn't believe in it, at least suspected it. He at least suspected that there's a higher power over me. So when you're starting to do a terrible thing, sometimes you break out in sweat. Or you tremble.
Yes.
Now you can't detect the trembling all the time, but when they give you a lie test, if you did it, and they give you a lie test, the little delicate needle will show that when they brought the truth to your mind, you registered it. So whether you were in that type 50 billion years ago, the first man on earth, or if it's right now, you want to avoid doing the right thing, your mind will delude you and your thinking if the desire is strong enough and cause you to fabricate something. You know, the fib is a lie, you know. Fabricate is putting it together. to escape the consciousness of doing wrong, you will start to fabricate. You will start to rationalize. You will start to do your own reasoning, avoiding truth. Avoiding what would stop you. You'll find a way to get around those things that will stop you, the moral issues or whatever. You'll get around those and you'll put your lie together. And you'll say, God didn't really intend for me not to eat from that tree. He just wanted me to challenge me to do some thinking on my own. So that tree ain't gonna really kill me if I eat this fruit. It's gonna make my eyes come open. And I'm going to be like the gods and the angels.
Yeah.
Eating their food.
Yeah.
And having life eternal.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. So we thought Satan was speaking to him, right? Yeah. Satan is speaking to it. Well, where does Satan originate?
In his mind.
Yeah. Now, you know, we get the boogeyman out of the religion, you know, we'll make a whole lot of progress on this earth. With the material realities, just get the boogeyman out of the religion.
Yes.
And we can make a lot of progress with the material challenge.
Yes.
But you find the people that are materially behind so far that you wonder whether they are in line at all. And you'll find those who got the boogeyman in their religion. I don't care if they're black, Hispanics, or whatever they are. I don't care if they're Appalachian, whites, or whoever they are. If they ain't competitors in this business world, this material world, I guarantee you they got the boogerman in their religion. No, I'm not mentioning this just to interest you in Islam. That's not the purpose. I didn't come here for that. My purpose is to come here and discuss Father's Day. When Muhammad the Prophet became a conduit for the Word of God and began to pass that word from himself as a medium working for God to people, and they heard it in their ears, and they began to think on what he was saying and what they was hearing, within less than the life of one person, time of one person, universities popped up in Syria, Iraq, Egypt, yes, Iran, or Persia was called back then, Spain. Universities just popped up. Africa, interior, because Egypt is Africa, but also in the interior of Africa. Timbuktu, Morocco, universities, and thinkers or scholars from all over the world, that the known world back then, the old world of geography, old geography, they came to the Muslims in Spain, the Moors, for education, for enlightenment. Who were they? Firstly, Christians, Jews, yes, Jews, hosted by Muslims. The Muslims were the hosts. And the Muslims shared what they were getting out of the teachings of our Prophet, who gave the Quran and his tafsir, or his commentary on the Quran. And he taught them and led them into what we call the Renaissance, or the Renaissance, the revival of the intellect and the sciences. Yes? Well, the world was in darkness. It was in darkness that is described in the Bible. The Bible says, there will come a time of darkness that will cover the whole world. See, it'll be as a famine, but not the famine of food, but a famine of hearing the word of God all over the world. See, and people will have scripture, they'll have the book, and a man will go about looking for someone to read the book. And he will take it to a person, and that person will say, I'm sorry, I can't read. An illiterate person,
yes,
which was plenty back then and plenty now.
Yes.
Illinois is one of the leading states in fighting illiteracy.
Yes.
But there's plenty of illiteracy still around.
Yes.
And that person will say, I can't read, I'm not a reader, I can't read. They'll take it to another person, and the person will say, I can read, but I can't read this. It is sealed. S-E-A-L-E-D. It is sealed. Meaning that it's locked up against those that are not of the elite. Those that are not of the chosen. Who have been chosen for that knowledge and given that knowledge.
For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call 708-798-6750 or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, P.O. Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.